sat down, picked up the phone, said, "Boy, I'm your old man." And he touched the glass between the two as if to shake his hand. The boy, he didn't budge, not even so much as a blink. The man said, "Oh, come on, better late than never, don't you think?" He said, "I read it in the paper, can't believe you're 21. Can't believe some son of mine could do the things I hear you've done." He went on like some big hero who flew in to save the day. And the boy said, "If you're here, just hear me right, man, it's too late. You had to be there and been talking from day one. That's the only time a man should talk through glass to his new son. And you'd have to go back and teach me how. He said, "Sometimes the will for doing wrong is way too strong for any mom's prayers. You had to be there." The man said, "Boy, I'm sorry. Hate you, hate me like you do." Said, "Dried up, man, we ain't making this about you. It's about a teenage girl against the world who was left there high and dry. About a kid who might have stood a whole lot better shot at life. But you had to be there, and I'm talking from day one. That's the only time a man should talk through glass to his new son. And you have to go back and teach me how when I was nine. 'Cause my mama couldn't throw a ball even if she had the time. I should have been learning how to fish instead of learning how to smoke. I bet if you'd have whooped my tail, I never thought it was a joke." He said, "Sometimes the will for doing wrong is way too strong for any mama's prayers. You had to be there." Before the boy hung up the phone, he said, "They say I'm out of time." And it hit the man right there and then. My God, son, so am I.